This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
U.S. stocks closed lower on Monday as investors girded for a week where Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's testimony and the monthly jobs report could put equity gains to the test. The S&P 500 fell just below the flat line after ending Friday with its 16th weekly win in 18 weeks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average declined 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.4% as drops in both Apple and Tesla shares weighed on the tech-heavy index. Stocks have racked up gains amid a relentless AI-spurred run-up in techs, which helped the Nasdaq Composite finally nail a fresh all-time high after a years-long wait last week. The tech rally and NVIDIA's breakneck rise to a $2 trillion valuation in particular has prompted concerns about a building bubble, though some analysts are less worried. Shares of the chipmaker rose 6% to new all-time highs during Monday's session. Also on Monday, Bitcoin rose more than 7% to hover above $67,000 as the cryptocurrency inched closer towards a record high, while Japan's Nikkei 225 stock index breached the key 40,000 level for the first time. Gold futures gained on Monday as April contracts settled at a record $2,117.70 per ounce. A dose of reality could lie ahead for the high hopes and the hype when the Fed's Powell steps up to speak and the February jobs data arrives. Both will play into calculations for interest rate cuts and shed light on whether the U.S. economy is headed for a soft landing or stagflation. Powell is set to give testimony to Congress on Wednesday, while the labor data is due on Friday. In a shot across the bows for big tech, EU antitrust regulators fined Apple about $2 billion over App Store restrictions on Spotify and other music streaming services. Apple shares slipped 2.5% after the news. Among big movers, shares in Supermicrocomputer popped as much as 25% to a new all-time high on Monday, ahead of the AI server maker's entry on the S&P 500. Macy's stock jumped about 14% after bidders Arkhouse and Brigade raised their buyout offer to $6.6 billion, a 33% premium to the closing price on Friday. And Spirit Airlines shares fell more than 10% and JetBlue stock rose as much as 5% after the low-cost carriers announced the termination of their $3.8 billion merger agreement. A federal judge blocked the deal back in January. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.